Well, after this incident, Prophet Ibrahim alayhislam leaves the city of Babel and he migrates to Syria. From Syria, he goes to Gazaza. And on the way there, a king presents him with the one who would be his wife, which was Sayyidah Sara alayhislam, and a maid called Hajra. Sara immediately presents Hajra to Prophet Ibrahim alayhislam. Prophet Ibrahim a.s. loved Sarah very much, so much so that when he was traveling and he missed Sarah and desired to see her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would lift the veil of distance which separated them from one another, so he was able to see her. Thus was his love. They did not have any children, and Prophet Ibrahim a.s. raises his hand in dua and prays to Allah, and this is the dua that we mentioned before from Surah Al-Safat, where he says, this is ayah 100, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, O my Rabb, grant me a righteous son. Well, it was through Hajra that Allah grants Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam a son called Ismail. Now when Ismail alayhi salam was born, Prophet Ibrahim was 86 years old. It upset Sarah. She was very upset about this. So Prophet Ibrahim a.s., not wanting to see her upset, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takes Hajra and Ismail to the place that we know now as Makkah. And he leaves them there. It is said that when he leaves them in the valley of Bakka, as it was called, he leaves her with a bag of dates and a water bottle or a water skin full of water. And as he's turning to leave, she says, "Oh Ibrahim, I wish to ask you one question." And she says, "Ibrahim, is this the order of our Rabb?" And when he says yes, she says, "Go, then I shall be safe." Well, it is there that Hajra and her baby son Ismail live. And soon they run out of water. Hajra runs in search of water between the two mountains of Safa and Marwa. And as she looks at her son, every time keeping a watch on him, suddenly, on the seventh run, as you might want to call it, she sees a spring of water gush out under the heel of her son. And she calls out in her language, "Stop, stop, you will drown my son." And it was Zam Zam. The spring is there still today, and is known as Zamzam, meaning also stop, meaning also lots of water. We learn from Hajra that in situations as this, we don't just sit and wait for something to happen, but strive. And that is why this is called Sa'i, which is striving, in the periods of Hajj and Umrah, when we go. Besides our tawaf, there is a wajibat of doing sa'i, going between the mountains of Safa and Marwa. Well, soon the tribes of Banu Jurham came and they settled there, and the town of Makkah grew. Prophet Ibrahim a.s. visited them often. And when Ismail a.s. was 13 years old, Prophet Ibrahim dreams that he was sacrificing Ismail. And it was a dream from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions this dream in Surah Al-Safat again. Let's look at it from the Quran. In Ayah 102, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. And when he attained to working with him, he said, "O my son, surely I have seen in a dream that I should sacrifice you. Consider then what you see." Qala, Ismail said, "Ya Abati, O my father, if Alma Tu'mar, do what you are commanded, Satajiduni, inshaAllah, min as-sabirin, inshaAllah, if Allah pleases, you will find me of the patient ones." Well, father and son go to Muna, where Ibrahim alayhi salam was to sacrifice Ismail alayhi salam. Shaitan tried to stop them three times, but did not have any effect. And just as Prophet Ibrahim a.s. had thought that he had sacrificed his son, After passing a knife over his neck, he opens his blindfold and sees that Ismail alayhi salam was standing safe near him, and in its place there was a ram. Ibrahim alayhi salam thought that the sacrifice had not been accepted, but he heard a voice which said, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّكَ ذَلِكَ نُجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in ayah 105 of Surah As-Safat. You have indeed shown the truth of the vision. Surely thus do we reward the doers of good. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. Most surely this is a manifest trial. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْهٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we ransomed him with a great sacrifice. وَتَرَقْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we perpetuated praise to him amongst the later generations. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Peace be on Ibrahim. It's so beautiful the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we celebrate Eid al-Hajj, commemorating the sacrifice of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran, ayah 91 says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Never ever shall you achieve righteousness unless you spend in the way of Allah that which you love the most. And we learn from Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Can you imagine a son at 86, his only son at that time? And he's told to sacrifice and he doesn't even think twice. Because it is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are maybe asked to sacrifice a little bit of sleep so we can get up and connect ourselves to the energy of the divine by praying 2 rakats of Salatul Fajr. We find it so hard. We make so many excuses. Well, after that, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Prophet Ismail alayhi salam also made the Kaaba as commanded by Allah near the grave of Hajra who had died. She is the only woman who is buried near the Kaaba. That is why the semicircular place or semicircular area that you have near the Kaaba is called Hijra Ismail, the skirt of Ismail. That is where she is buried. And the place where Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam stood is also known as Maqami Ibrahim. And Allah softens the rock he was standing on to mold his footprints. An amazing way, if you sit there near the Kaaba, inshallah all of us will have the opportunity to visit Makkah again and again and again. All you have to do is to sit and ponder and see the history, the events of history unfold. Ponder over them and how we can apply them to our lives. Well, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, on completing the Kaaba, raises his hands in dua and he says, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 127, this is where it starts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَوَاعِدًا مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. When Ibrahim and Ismail raised the foundation of the house, they said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Our Rabb, accept from us. Indeed, you are the hearing and you are the knowing. And then they said, رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمِينِ لَقَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَقَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Our Rabb, make us both submissive to you and raise from our offspring a nation submitting to you and show us our ways of devotion and turn to us mercifully. Surely you are the oft-returning to mercy and you are the merciful. And then the dua that Prophet Ibrahim said, he said, رَبَّنَا our Rabb, وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Raise up in them a Rasul, a messenger from amongst them, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ, who will recite to them your communications. وَالْحِكْمَ, and teach them, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and teach them the book, وَالْحِكْمَ, and wisdom, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purify them, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the mighty and the wise. And you know, the answer comes in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, which we all read, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, many, many years later, he says, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم. It is he who raised amongst the people of Mecca a messenger. يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. Who recites to them his communications and purifies them and teaches them the book and the wisdom. وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Although they were before this in clear error. There is no prayer that remains unanswered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 34 says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. He gives you all that you ask Him. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you count His blessings, you will not be able to compute them. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَذَلُومًا كَفَّارٌ. But most surely the human being is unjust and very ungrateful. Important to understand. If the niyyah, if the intention is clear, if there's transparency between intention and action, intention and asking, you will always get what you ask for. Don't restrict the time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is beyond time and space. And He knows best what is best for us. Well, Allah grants him this dua, raising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his progeny. And we find even in the Tawrat or the Old Testament, there is a verse about the 12 leaders from Ismail alayhi salam. In Genesis, which is 17:20, you find that it is stated, "As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget and I shall make him a great nation." He is also granted another son from Sarah, and this son is called Ishaq. It is said that Prophet Ibrahim a.s. lived to be 195 to 200 years old, and he's buried near the grave of his wife Sarah in Hebron in Palestine. His name is mentioned in the Quran 69 times, and as we know, Surah number 14 is also named after him, which is Surah Ibrahim. Lots of du'as from Prophet Ibrahim a.s., and we've seen some of them. If you'd like to refer to them, you'll find them in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 124-229. You will find them in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah number 26, from Ayah 78-83. You will find them in Surah Ibrahim itself, from Ayah 35-41. And finally in Surah Ali Imran, we will find them in Ayah 65-68. We've just skimmed over the surface. Please look into the life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. There is so much to learn. After all, he was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is said that Ibrahim alayhi salam was told, "O Ibrahim, because you provided your wealth for your guests, your son for sacrifice, yourself to the fire, and your heart to conviction, Ibrahim, we have taken you for a friend." Absolutely amazing.